between about 1982 and 1985, I stopped doing any drawings and worked as a designer for very bad films that were being made for SATV. In fact, the work was so terrible that it drove me back into my studio to make drawings, which I vowed never to return to. But what I had learned from filmmaking was a way of completely artificially creating spaces and light. The fact that on a film set you could move a wall as close or as far away from another wall, that you could change the perspective of walls, that you didn't have to worry about the natural fall of light onto a personal object. You could push a light in as you wanted to make a dramatic moment. And I suddenly understood that one could construct a drawing and the space in a drawing and a light in the drawing in the same completely artificial way. The first drawings that I did when I started going back to my studio used this principle of being able to shift perspective, not have a single vanishing point, but maybe a multiplicity of vanishing points, of being able to have a shadow on one side of one person and on a completely contradictory side of another object. And what this did, it gave a looseness and an openness to constructing a world in which the drawings could happen. It was both much more flexible than the formality of the first monoprints I'd done, and also had possibilities of far more complication and complexity than the second series of etchings, Little Morals, which simply used a single horizon line to define space. In the drawings I was doing around 1985, and in fact continuing to this day, which were charcoal drawings on sheets of paper, one of the things that drew me back into drawing and that way of drawing was the fact that with charcoal and with charcoal dust and working with charcoal dust with a brush, and working with an eraser into that, there was a flexibility and a speed of work which meant one could draw almost as quickly as one could think. When I was working with oil paint, one of the problems was that to change anything, to move a figure from one side of the canvas to the other, to actually rethink a whole structure which had been carefully evoked on the canvas, was extremely cumbersome and difficult to do, and a decision would have to be made. And then the process of executing that decision would begin, whether it meant first waiting for a layer of paint to dry, first obliterating the paint with another color and then moving it. It became a very convoluted process for me. Whereas with charcoal and working with charcoal dust and eraser, there's a possibility of altering or radically restructuring or finding a drawing in the process of making it, which coincided with the indecisiveness and lack of clarity in my own head about each picture as I was making it. So each drawing was able to find itself in the process of being made, rather than being known in advance and simply being executed the way I killed many paintings.